Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Second Date Update made hot by Staples Stores. Staples has reduced everyday prices on paper. Now a ream of Staples True Red copy paper is just $4.49. Shop in store or pick up curbside at most stores and save big at Staples.
All right, Dave, how can we help you, sir?
Yes. I hooked up with this girl, right? I met this girl named Wendy, and we kind of hit it off, right? So we agreed to go out on a date, and we actually had the date at her place, and I thought everything went well. And she had to cut the date a little bit short unexpectedly, but, she seemed like we both had a good time. I was looking forward to seeing her again, and I actually, called the next day and got nothing, and so I sent some texts. Left some voicemails, and it's been a week, and she's totally ghosted me. I don't know what this broad's problem is or whatever. I mean, I even dinner, brought over Chinese, $25 or whatever.
You call her a broad to her face?
Well, no, of course not. Not a pig.
Right.
Okay.
You never know. You might be an undercover pig without even knowing it. Like, do you think that perhaps you did something that disgusted her or turned her off or
nothing? Like I said, I bought dinner over. I was a gentleman the whole time.
Nice. Nothing like having dinner. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know what you mean. But, it wasn't like I was sitting there, acting like an idiot or whatever. I mean, we had a good time. I thought we had a good time. I did, but...
I get it, Dave. He's just mad. He clearly was a gentleman the whole time, but he's just upset right now because, I would be mad, too, if I'm like, I didn't even do anything wrong. And if I did do something wrong, why don't you... The thing is, you want to know what you did so you can either explain it or know in the future that that's something that's not... that women aren't into. So here's what we'll do.
Yeah, let's call
the
exactly.
When we call her, if she picks up, we're going to lie and say that you're very concerned that you haven't heard from her instead of that you're really pissed off that she hasn't responded to anything. So,
that's a good idea.
It's a good idea. We're going to try and help you out here. So hang on. It's the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Now back to the Second Date Update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right. So we just spoke to Dave. Now, Dave is a little upset because he went on the date with this girl, Wendy, and he said everything was great, but towards the end of the night, she kind of cut the date short. That's one. That's kind of weird. And then after that, she just completely blew him off. And you know what? Before you think Dave's a piece of crap, just know that you'd be upset, too, if you think everything went well and the person blew you off and then wouldn't respond to even let you know why they blew you off. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is we're going to try and call this girl Wendy now and have her either explain why she doesn't want to see Dave again and see if she's willing to go out with him again. That's one. But if not, what it is that Dave did so he knows in the future not to do what he did or to do it differently or to say it differently or not to say it at all. Okay? Dave, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. No, that sounds good. That sounds good.
Okay. Now, you stay quiet. We're going to do the talking, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Wendy?
Yeah.
Perfect. We got Wendy. Wendy, please don't hang up. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station. And the reason we're calling you is because somebody gave us your number. It's somebody that you know, and they wanted us to reach out to you for a good reason. Can I tell you what it is?
sure.
I know. It sounds weird. This will be really quick. So it's a guy that you know, and he kind of likes you, and he thinks you like him, too. And I'm going to tell you his name. I'm not setting you up or anything. But he basically would like to know if you would go on some sort of date with him. Now, we'll figure out a way to set it up by, you know, sending you food, sending you drinks. We'll take care of the atmosphere, I guess, and just to see if you guys hit it off. So, and again, you don't have to do it, but can I just tell you the guy's name?
I'm worried. I know who it is, but go ahead.
Are you thinking about Dave?
All right, dude, sorry. I'm all good with that one. You do not. We don't need to go any further with this.
Well, hold on a second. Okay, so we spoke to Dave, and he seemed very concerned because...
He said that when you concerned.
No, okay, but well, he was just concerned because he didn't hear from you, so he was just wants to make sure everything's okay on your end. And if it is, can you at least explain to us why you don't want to see him again and why you haven't been responding? Because he's just confused, thinking he thinks that you guys had you hit it off really well.
Well, the guy's a f***ing idiot.
Okay.
He could have killed me, and I'll be happy if I never see his face again for the rest of my life.
Did you say I just want to write this down so he'll know. Yeah, yeah.
F***ing
idiot who almost killed you. Killed you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what happened?
He comes over to my apartment. He's coughing, sneezing. At one point, he told me that he felt like he couldn't breathe. So I cut the date short. I was super freaked out.
Wait, so when you say coughing and all that stuff, like, you feel like he had possibly maybe Corona didn't tell you about it?
Guess who got COVID 5 days after he was at my apartment?
No.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait. Wendy, Dave is on the phone right now. You heard what you said. Dave.
So wait a minute. I gave you COVID. How the hell do you know I gave you COVID? It wasn't like I was over there on my deathbed, you know, like I was dying of malaria or something. And the whole I can't breathe thing, you know, I had a couple of bong hits before I came in, you know.
Dave?
You got COVID, okay? I mean, I get it, whatever. But, you know, you got it from me? Why? How do you know you got it from me?
Is it more likely I got it from you or wearing a mask at a grocery store, Dave? Did you ever get tested?
Oh, me?
Yes.
No, that's a hospital, that's irresponsible. You can't be going to hospital down sick people all over the place.
Uh-huh, and thanks to you, I, being responsible, had to go get tested so I didn't go around and expose a bunch of other people to it.
The best line I heard him say was that it was irresponsible to go get a test.
Yeah. So you never thought about going to
the hospitals, you know? They say stay out of the hospitals, the people, you know, they're all sick or whatever.
I'm curious, what did you see in him to go out with him?
Oh, God. I guess I don't have a good answer for that.
That's a great question.
She thought she saw a negative COVID test up until he showed up at her house. So, okay, listen. Well, look, again, it's just perspective. Okay, so Dave gave you COVID, but on the bright side is
Dave gave you COVID.
Maybe Dave gave you COVID. It's not definite. And now that you've had it, you know what? You don't have to rush out and get a vaccine. So, Wendy, would you be down?
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. You gave me such a gift.
If that's the case, I kind of did you a favor. You know, it sounds like it all worked out, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, so not even a virtual date, Wendy?
Not a chance in hell.
No.
You're acting kind of bitchy about the whole thing. I think you're blowing it out of proportion. You know, maybe just a little bit.
You do know people are dying.
Old people and stuff.
Said old people.
We gotta go.
And stuff.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420.
Body Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.